When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have any of you guys even tried pickleball yet?
Yes, no. I love it.
Are you being serious?
Yes. But I played tennis in high school.
Oh.
Like, that. It's up my alley.
It looks so dumb to me
No, it's so fun.
That's like saying all sports are dumb.
No, this is just like play ping pong.
It's not ping pong.
Or play tennis.
I hate ping pong.
Why would you combine these two things?
Yeah, especially you play tennis. Why wouldn't you play tennis?
I would, but all of the tennis courts are being knocked down for pickleball courts.
Yeah. See, that's...
It's so stupid.
We're rewriting history here. We're forgetting tennis.
Oh, okay.
The rec center in my neighborhood, when this thing started, this was just a geriatric sport.
Yeah,
this was just 900-year-old people just out there just barely, and they kind of sit and be fit. Some of them were sitting in chairs and doing...
No way.
Really? For real.
Just rallying.
Just going back and forth.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, I mean, it's still better than nothing, right?
Is this pickle, the chicken and pickle, is that near, where is that? Do you guys know what that is?
Haven't heard of that.
There is like...
Chicken and pickle?
Pickleball is so big in Colorado. There's some restaurant. I've had friends go, please meet me at Chicken and Pickle. I'm like, no chance.
And is it you can like eat and get drinks and play pickleball?
Yes.
Yes. I had one of those in Salt Lake when I was living there, but it was a cider place with pickleball courts. But I know we never win.
This sounds so dumb to me.
Like a pickleball bar. A pickle bar.
What?
Can you drink and...
It's
now you're not working out. You're drinking. You know, it's
not a sport if you can drink at it.
It's
golfing.
Yeah,
that's not a sport.
Yes, it is.
What's
in the Olympics, slacker?
Just because it's so is curling. That's not it. Is curling a sport? It's not a sport.
I bet you could not curl.
I guarantee you, I can curl. And there are curling places in Colorado. I just drove past one of those.
Do you want to do it this winter?
I will do it today. We will leave this show. I will turn this car around.
I'm a little busy today. Okay. I can't do today. But I would love to watch you try to curl. You would eat leap.
Would you like to put your money where your mouth is? I guarantee this is this is so adjacent to Manitou Springs. Like, you're challenging me right now.
For the record, I'm not saying I would be good at curling. I'm saying none of us would be.
Who do we think would be the best at curling?
I guarantee you I'm the best curler in this room right now.
Can I ask what position? Because you have the guys with the brooms
or
and then
the guy
you have
who pushes it.
You name it. You tell me what to do.
Oh, okay.
I can be one knee boy or I can be sweeper boy. Guaranteed.
With your bad knee, you think you're going to be good?
Yes, you just kneel down and like...
And then you're stuck.
One time at my 9th birthday party, my mom fell.
I did not want to open a can of worms.
My mom fell ice skating and she's never been the same with her knee. warning you about
they
the dangers
wear
of ice.
Though, right? They're just
no,
in
they're
regular
in sneakers.
Shoes.
Let me just throw this out there. 303-222-5423. If you're a curling, if you're on a curling team or you like know the curling managers, set us up. We're going to come out and we're going
to
curl.
I would love to.
Back to pickling. Apparently there's a dating app now that started in Colorado.
Yeah. I love this. I have a friend who's literally dating someone that she met playing pickleball.
Wow.
Okay, and now I might have to start playing pickleball.
Yes! It's such a good idea because, well, maybe not for you because you hate it, but it's like going, it's just a shared interest.
Okay.
So that's what the app is. You have to like pickleball. That's number
one.
Yes,
and then you go get partners based on that.
Oh.
But I'm just going to say none of the regular dating apps ever worked for me. So maybe I got to try this. Maybe I got to get into pickleball or maybe I got to.
It seems like this one would have more built in because what should we do for our first date?
Pickleball.
We should play pickleball. Like, it's
perfect.
Yeah. Is that a good date?
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you mean? Yeah.
I'd rather go play pickleball than go meet up for drinks.
There it is.
Oops, pickleball. Then go meet up at a bar is what I was trying to say.
Okay. Yeah.
You get some teamwork in there. You see how you gel immediately. Communication kind of. I've got up. I've got back. Like,
Are you a big pickleballer?
We were in gym class in high school.
Existed already?
Yeah, we'd played it in gym class and we would skip school.
You sure you're not thinking of badminton?
For sure, yeah. Okay. We did all the net sports. There was like volleyball and badminton and pickleball.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was also like Hoover ball. You ever heard of that? Henry Hoover, was he the president? He invented it. It's like volleyball, but you play it with a medicine ball.
Oh, so yeah.
It's like super heavy and you throw it over and you have to catch it.
I have heard of this and I think it got banned at my school.
Yeah.
Oh. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.